If you watch the program, the popular program, Chicago Fire, you may know the face of my guest, Phil Donnelly. You may not know his name. How long have you been on? Phil's been on this radio show a million times for a million good reasons. He's an actor. He's a director. He's a producer. And he's a kid from Bridgeport who's making it in Hollywood.
Trying. With your help, Rick.
Well, how did the whole Chicago, how many times have you been on Chicago Fire?
So I'm recurring this season. I got on this season 13.
That's great. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's really good. How did that happen? How did it happen?
It was just an audition. Great casting director.
Did he know you from Chicago?
From Sarah Isaacson. Yeah, she. You know, we went way back. I actually know her through our friend Joe Scora.
Oh, okay.
And so, you know, just auditioned and, you know, got the part. Rest is history.
You auditioned here or in L.A.?
In L.A., yep, yeah. And
let me ask you,
I was golfing when I got the audition. And I thought, oh God, now I got to get home and do this audition. I got to cut my golf game short.
It's like, hey, Phil, we'd like you to read for this part at 4 o'clock this afternoon. That kind of thing.
Yeah, it came like right away. It was like due the next day, and I thought, I can't. This means I can't drink anymore on the course.
That's tough.
I got to cut the game short.
For you. Yeah, they send you the script. What did they send you? What they want you to read?
You get your site. Yeah, typically how an audition goes nowadays, you don't. I mean, back in the prehistoric era, you went in person. That really doesn't exist anymore. Now,
really?
What you do? No, it doesn't.
All Zoom. It's all
everything's over these iPhones.
Wow.
And so I have a setup in my house. So I just put on a backdrop, and you put lights up, and I put my iPhone on a stand, and put a microphone on myself, and I get a friend to come over, and they read opposite.
Do they tell you what to wear?
No. You know, the interesting thing about these auditions, there's pros and cons. The pro is that you can do as many takes as you want until you find the one. The con is you can do as many takes until you find the one because you're an actor and you.
Right.
Oh my!
Right.
You know, my eyebrow doesn't look good there.
Wow.
Let's do it again. I mean, because you know how neurotic we are.
Of course.
Right.
Everybody's neurotic.
Yeah.
But I get it. Do you know what part you're reading for?
Yeah. So you get the sides, and they give you a character breakdown and all of that stuff. I mean, that's how it was in the old days, but you would go in person, and then you'd have a casting director who go, hey, look, you know, we really like you. We've seen 80 other guys. We're thinking, do this. It was more personal. You get to come into the room. You know,
well, it's a more collaborative thing.
Correct.
They're making the show. They want you in the show.
Yeah.
They know what they want from you.
Yeah. Yeah. And then with this, you never know. I mean, you used to know you could get a vibe in the room and go, I had no shot at that. Or I really nailed it and that's mine. Now you don't know. You do these things. You upload them, you know, to your agent. And then did they fly away into the stratosphere? Or did someone watch it? Who knows? You just don't. But in this case, I can say they obviously watched it. And
that's a very weird, interesting thing that you know that there are perhaps dozens of people out there, casting directors, directors, writers, who are looking at you on some kind of site. Yes?
Yeah, well, you know, you used to know who all the casting directors were. Like Sarah Isaacson, she's a very old school. I mean, she's from the old school, you know. But nowadays, there's like 5,000 casting directors, and like last week, they were someone's assistant, and this year, and then now they have their own office, I guess. I mean, no one has an office, really. It's the whole game has changed.
Yeah.
And I really,
Better? There's more product out there. There's no question about that. There are more channels to fill. There are more shows on.
For the better, I mean, I don't even know. It just is what it is. I mean, it's a sort of adapt or don't. But I would rather go in person. Uh-huh. You know, if you know, what they'll do now is they'll do Zooms where the casting, if you do a callback, or you can do a live audition over Zoom. That's like the closest thing to getting in a room. And I'll take that over putting
Will
it on.
Will you?
Yeah, for sure. Really? Because at least you get a person, you say hello, they're reading with you, and they'll say, do it again. And they will help you guide into what they're probably looking for.
So instead of sitting at home or being at a golf course waiting for Sarah Isaacson to call you, how do you look for work in Hollywood? I mean, how do you go about trying to find parts?
Well, my agent, you know, you get everything through an agent. Okay. But as you know, I do other things.
Yes.
But I have agents for all of that stuff. So like Hotshot, which you're...
Is it Hotshot the movie? Is that the website?
It's just Hotshot. Boy, I should know this, shouldn't I?
You can find it.
There's a website, Hotshot. I think it's hotshotmovie.com.
Phil and a friend were on it 2 years ago, about 2 years ago, talking about this spectacular film that they both produced. One, the other man did most of the filming of it. But if you are interested in knowing what it is like to be on the front lines of the fires that are destroying much of California and other places in this country, you should watch this movie.
Yeah.
Hotshot the movie. If you Google it, you'll find it.
Yeah, and so in that instance, I'm making that. I'm putting it out there. I'm creating that opportunity for myself. So, it's just there's no one real way that I do it. I'm just sort of like making it up as I go along. But, you know, you still need agents to help. So like, for example, Hotshot has been so successful, we're now taking it out and pitching it as a doc series. Well, my agents are helping me take that out. So, you still...
And it's like you, in a sense, are a kind of juggler. You're juggling a number of things, all of them somehow related and germane to your career as an actor, a producer, a director.
Yeah.
What do you do with a movie like High and Outside, which I think is a great movie?
Thank you.
Again, High and Outside. It's a sort of baseball related.
And then as Rick, as you know, and the listeners might remember, that I forced Ernie Hudson into being in the movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
You forced Ernie Hudson being in a lot of movies. Yeah. Is Ernie Hudson a star of Ghostbusters and many, many other things.
And anything I'm in.
Is somehow deeply in debt to Phil Donlon for reasons that I don't even want to know about. But Ernie's the nicest guy in the world. And I said, why are you doing anything? Well, Phil asked me to do it. I go, that can't be all there is to it. You're a star. You're a movie star.
Although Ernie's like, hey, can I get on Chicago Fire? I'm not answering his calls. I stopped.
You stopped.
Yeah, I stopped answering.
You stopped. Tell me about Chicago Fire. I know David Eisenberg a bit. We do a Christmas tree lighting thing together.
Saw him at the wrap party yesterday. The show, I will say this, it's the nicest set I've ever been on in my life.
Really?
Top to bottom, everyone is, it's a pleasure to show up. It's a creative place to be. It's been a dream job, frankly, and I feel like I owe a debt of gratitude to everyone involved.
How many seasons
have they been on? 13, yeah. And all of my, and of course then, you know, my scene partner is like Dermot Mulroney, and I'm like, well, I mean, come on. I mean, this is like pinching me.
What's he like?
The nicest guy. Great actor. We were working the other day, and I was just like, man, thanks for being such a great scene partner. He's just a great, wonderful, nice actor who wants you to give your best. You know, and you're going like, this is a movie star. Who am I?
It's been a complete pleasure. You would think, though, it's probably a benefit to you that after all those seasons, they must have their shooting scene down, not scene, but their shooting methods down to a real quick science.
Yeah, they work very fast. I mean, these are some of the best on this show,
Part of it, too, is they're lighting fires. I mean, they are... In many cases, starting fires and starting and putting out fires.
Yeah, literally and figuratively.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, Dermot was kind of telling me that, he was like, I've never done, you know, because they have serious pyrotechnics.
Oh, I'm sure.
And he's like, it's no joke.
Yeah.
You know, it's really no joke. And, but they're the crew is, the crew is great. I mean, they're just so wonderful.
Dick Wolf.
Yeah. Dick Wolf, who controls all of television.
How in God's name does Dick Wolf even have enough time to watch his own shows, let alone...
This is a guy who works, I think, like, I don't think he sleeps.
Yeah, because also the Law & Order franchise and the FBI. Is he the FBI franchise guy,
too? Yeah, he's everything. You know, one of the things I was so excited about with getting on this is because I'm a huge, huge fan of early Dick Wolf Law & Order.
Yeah.
Because when you look at that early stuff, you've got real film actors like Sam Waterston and Orbach. And like, these guys are giving great film performances.
Mm.
And so I always looked at those early Law & Orders, like you could even just say like the first 20 years, and I'm going, this is every week a movie on TV, and I loved them. And I thought that's the barometer for me.
Before we take a break, when are you next on Chicago
I can't
Fire?
Say.
I you cannot. Can't say?
No, because there's too many spoilers around everything,
okay.
I really can't. But just keep watching the whole season.
Keep watching Chicago
just
Fire.
Just keep watching
that's
the whole season.
That's all there is to it. I'm going to continue on with the great Phil Donlan, who also has great parents. He's a child of Bridgeport, ladies and gentlemen, a child of Bridgeport. A few more minutes with Phil Donlan. He is appears on Chicago Fire, which is on weekly in Chicago. And it's about a firehouse.
Yeah, Firehouse 51.
Firehouse and the people who live there and work there and go out and save lives. The people involved in the show, are they fascinated or interested at all in your involvement in Hot Shot? And again, I'm telling you, this movie, Hot Shot, just look it up. Find it somewhere. It's about the wildfire. People who fight wildfires.
They didn't know about it. Although I had a lot of crew who have come up to me as I'm shooting episodes, and they're like, I've heard about your doc, and I watched it, and it's really great.
Yeah.
And that makes me very happy. That's just pure coincidence.
Sure. Right.
Coincidence, and like, I did that NBC article that they put out on my character. They used a picture from a... event that Andy Garcia and George Lopez, we did that out in L.A. to raise money for the firefighters that we lost during the fires and stuff. Mm. So we did this fundraiser. Well, they used that picture. It's just all pure serendipity that this is my life is filled with fires and stuff right
when
now.
When you told your parents, I've met your parents and they're lovely people.
They're listening right now.
When you told them you wanted to be an actor, these many years ago, what was their reaction? What did they say?
I think they were just silent.
Get a real job.
They were already telling me to get a real job. I was kind of lazy as a teenager, I have to say. I think they were befuddled. I don't think they knew what to say, and I don't blame them.
Yeah.
I really don't. Because it's not a, you know, it's sort of as Joe Pesci, when someone asked him, someone interviewed him and they said, advice do you have for our young burgeoning film students? And he goes, don't get in the industry. It's terrible. It's not a good way to make a living. And he's kind of right.
It's tough.
So I think, because if I had, you know, I mean, and I had some great teachers like Mamet and stuff, and I was very fortunate, but they were all very real about it, saying, if you can do something else and be happy doing it, do it. They're supportive. I think it took them a while to kind of be like, is this really something he's going to do? And what is this? And of course, I invited him to all these plays my theater company did, and people are like naked on stage, and so my parents are probably going, what is happening? So they're very excited. I'm on something
like Rick Hogan.
They can tell their friends to watch, you know.
They must be very proud of you about this whole Chicago
Fire
thing.
Oh, for sure. 1,000%.
This is one of the, your movie, I've seen your movies, they're good movies, but being on a television series.
It's the Holy Grail, man.
Yeah.
It's the Holy Grail. Yeah. And with this mustache I have, I'm hoping to be like the second coming of Dennis Farina. That's my, I'm going to be the next Chicago mustache actor.
That mustache looks like the illegitimate child of Dennis's mustache.
Thank God Dennis. It's radio.
Yeah. Dennis's mustache.
Hey, I drank a lot last night, Rick, at the rap party, okay?
Where do they have these rap parties?
Anywhere. I don't know. Even remember where it was. It was at some place.
Some place.
I don't know.
That's Hollywood for you, ladies and gentlemen. That's the inside story of Hollywood. It's a good thing. It's a wonderful thing that you like all these people involved in the show.
Yeah, and they were, you know, and a lot... some of the cast that I didn't even work with were like, hey, you know, you're doing some nice stuff on the show. And I went, wow. You know, that must be very empowering
for you.
Yeah, because
nobody gets that at work at the auto parts factory or,
Hey, Jimmy, nice oil change.
Get out of here. What do you do? I don't like your pants.
Yeah. I'm very lucky.
And the fact the great thing is the fact that it's a Chicago show.
It's beautiful. And then I get to come back here and I get to see you and I get to hang out with my brother and his wife and my nieces and nephews and see my relatives and my family. And that's a pretty cool thing.
What was growing up in Bridgeport like?
A lot of Sox games, just blue collar. And, you know, it was, I think about it. It's like you could ride your bike and stay out until the lights came on, the street lights came on and, you know, no cell phones. I mean, that's like we didn't have electricity yet. I don't think that's how long ago it was.
Have to go to this little shack in the backyard to go to the bathroom. You're doing any writing?
Oh yeah, for sure. So on that, you know, I've got like a bunch of shows I'm pitching as a producer, and I've my lit agent and I have partnered up with Rolling Stone magazine.
That's right.
Rolling Stone Films. So we're pitching a lot of their IP, their intellectual property. So a lot of their hot articles. And so we're pitching out one right now called The Infiltrator. We've partnered with.
You told me about some of these.
Yeah, and that we've partnered up with Jenna Bush Hager. You know, daughter of.
Yes.
She's
daughter
got
of a guy. Didn't another guy I didn't vote for, but yeah. What in the minute we have left, I want you to give me your very quick take on artificial intelligence and how dangerous is it for the movie business?
Well, one, I'm not real right now, so if you know, this is full AI happening, including the mustache. I don't think it's gonna. I don't really find it to be as big of a deal as they're making it. Certainly, selfishly, it's not going to affect me when I'm alive and doing this.
Gotcha.
It's something, and the AI with the actors, they're concerned about doing AI for like Tom Cruise so he can do Mission Impossible 20. They don't care about AIing Phil Donlan. They can afford to employ me.
The Phil Donlan mustache gets a star.
Well, that's a different story. That's a higher price for the
stash. It's always good to see you. You need a website, man. That's one thing you don't have. But you can look him up, Phil Donlan, Donlon. I'll be on next weekend.
Rick, thank you.
Tune in anytime. Good to see you, pal.
It's great seeing you.
Good to see you.